This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back at the state capitol. On What's On Your Mind. Called What's On Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know. Phone us up at 800-228-0550 on the program today. Text us, 226-8503. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part this hour by our friends at Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in all of North America. And they have 30 Polar Service Centers for those tank trailers all across North America as well. Three of those right here where we are. Two in North Dakota, Kildare, Williston, and also in Billings, Montana. And they are looking for you right now if you're looking for a great job. They'd love to have you. They are looking for trailer technicians and tank welders and fabricators and testers. If you do suspension jobs, brake jobs, electrical repairs, can you weld? Can you fabricate? If you're a certified tank inspector, by the way, they do training as well, up to $32 an hour. There is fabulous health benefits, a great benefit package, a 401k match. It's a great deal from a good company. Polar Service Center. Call Adam right now and say, I'm in. I want to know more about this great job Scott's telling me about. 701-495-0997. 701-495-0997. We have a busy program today. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota will be here to take your calls. We're going to talk to a real live North Dakota liberal. I know they're hard to find, but we found one. They don't live here anymore. But, you know, they I guess they're a native, so they're still a North Dakotan. But long story, we'll tell you about that related to the whole Dakota Access Pipeline protest and our all call for a Democrat that actually wanted to defend what was happening in that long nightmare we endured for 216 days. So we'll tell you about that coming up on the program, too. We start, though, with the White House Director of Communications, Deputy Director of Communications, Research Director at the White House, return guest for us on the program to talk about a story that we are watching very closely nationally, and all of you are as well, and that is the repeal and the replacement of Obamacare with a plan that actually works. Raj Shah back with us on the program. Raj, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Glad to have you back on the program. Give me your assessment of how things are going so far in this effort right now today. Not how the media is covering it, not how, you know, the back and forth that always happens in Congress, but actually the real progress on the ground of the getting Obamacare repealed and replaced. How's it going?
Well, I do think we're off to a pretty strong start. The House bill that a lot of folks are talking about has passed through two committees with unanimous Republican support. We're happy to see the unity on our side of the aisle with respect to this issue. And it's moving along the process. There was a CBO, a Congressional Budget Office score yesterday, which came out, which we are kind of strongly protesting and I would say are highly skeptical of their numbers. But we believe that this is a great bill that will improve access to quality care, will lower costs, and we believe that we will be able to get the votes to pass it and then move on to the other prongs of the bill. What folks are focused on today is just the one piece of legislation. There are a whole host of administrative actions we can do to improve access, to expand competition and choice, and then a whole host of other things through more legislation that we can do to help bring down the cost of health care and help replace Obamacare with something that works.
So Adam puts on Facebook, he's from West Fargo, he says, just an hour ago, the morning talk shows would seem to want Americans to believe that having health insurance coverage where you cannot afford to go to the doctor because your deductible is so high is good policy for the U.S. I love that because Adam is nailed it. I mean, to watch the coverage of this is like being in an alternative universe, isn't it?
It is, really. Insurance that you cannot afford afford to use is not care, right? So we have folks with coverage but without care in a whole host of situations. And what you had with Obamacare is millions of individuals who might be healthy or otherwise not want a very generous health insurance program being forced to buy one. And so as a result, their deductibles are very high, their premiums are escalating, and they can't afford to go see a doctor, they can't afford to go see a specialist and get the care that they need. And so what our plan will do is lower these costs, reduce the mandates that are imposed upon all Americans, and ensure that if you are healthy and you choose not to buy insurance, or if you are younger and choose not to have such expansive care, you can afford a plan that will have lower deductibles, potentially lower premiums, all these things that will help stabilize the marketplace and ensure that people have options that fit their needs, that we don't have a one-size government-fits-all set of mandates that may not work as well in Fargo as they would in, say, Minneapolis or, say, in New York City.
If you had to identify one bit of misinformation that's worse than most, by the way, Raj Shah is with us today, White House Deputy Director of Communications and Research Director, talking about the repeal and replacement of Obamacare and the effort. You know, what do you think is what are we as the consumers of the news out here and this process in Washington most getting, you know, absolutely incorrect from the media? What are we most ill-informed on?
Well, I think the number one thing that folks need to understand is that the Obamacare law, as it's written and as it's being applied today, is not sustainable. The law, the healthcare exchanges it created are on a what we would call a death spiral. The number of people who are joining that system are dropping now. It's dropping year after year now for the first time. And so the plan is essentially not working. Now, when people stop joining the exchanges, less folks have to pay a higher cost. And so it's this spiral that we call in which every single year there'll be less people and the system is going to collapse. So right now the choice is not between something that they may not like and that costs a lot versus another option. The choice is between something that's collapsing, something that is not going to be sustainable or exist in a few years in its current form. And it frankly is a road toward potentially single payer healthcare or other types of healthcare options that we don't want. We want a free market system. We want something that's patient-centered. And the only way to get there is to reform what we have now, the system that is collapsing. So the number one thing I'd say is that they're looking at the media is not covering what will happen based on what's already kind of in the works.
By the way, Paul Ryan today is applauding the CBO report related to its impact on the deficit as having a positive. So I know that a lot of focus has been on their scoring of the coverage, and I'm not sure the CBO ever gets those kind of things right, right? I mean, they're a numbers deal. Mm-hmm. Crunch the numbers, tell us how much something costs, but the idea of this will be the impact of the policy on how many people will be covered, really not their lane. But is there good news in the CBO report? Do you agree with Paul Ryan?
Sure. Look, there is certainly some good news. And, you know, we do take issue with the coverage numbers, and I want to spell out why on the front end. They've gotten the number that they thought would be covered by Obamacare last year. They pegged that at 24 million. The number was less than 11 million. They were off by 13 million. Less than half of the people they said would be covered were covered. Now, they're using their own projections as the what they call the baseline to then compare it to what they think the new law will do. Well, if you've got the number wrong and inflated in the first place, then of course you're going to have a new law project something that then says we're going to lose a lot of people that don't already have insurance. So that's sort of the fault there. But with that said, they are a budget. They are a budget arbiter and an accounting agency, and they say that this bill will cut the deficit by over $300 billion and reduce premiums in the individual insurance market, which is where the exchanges are supposed to exist and provide insurance, by 10%. So we definitely think it's going to stabilize the individual marketplace. We definitely think it's going to cut the deficit and help tame the massive debt that we have. In fact, this is the first serious attempt at entitlement reform in over three decades, something that conservatives should be excited about. But with that said, yeah, we do take issue with the coverage assumptions.
Yeah, this conservative is excited about it, I'll tell you that. Harold and Reeder, your question for Raj Shah from the White House today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Harold.
Under the new plan, however it comes out, will the senators and representatives be covered with it? Currently, they've exempted themselves.
Right. Well, I think that's going to be an answer for congressional representatives to decide. I would say that one of the issues with Obamacare is that they forced a lot of individuals to buy plans that had coverage mandates that they couldn't afford. So an individual that has no specific needs is paying for coverage that they don't need. Our goal with the Affordable Health Care Act, with the American Health Care Act, is to remove and repeal all these mandates, right? Is to, with legislation and with administrative action, cut the number of things that people are required to pay, right? So, you know, whether or not Congress is obligated to be covered under this plan or not, one thing you should
hold know hold that thought if you would. Raj, don't go away. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Impossible to talk about Obamacare and extracting ourselves from this long national nightmare of government-run health care in the United States without getting a little wonky. So a lot of moving parts to this. And continuing to cover it, we are lucky to have from the White House today one of the experts dealing with this, and that is our guest, Raja, and Raj is a White House Deputy Director of Communications and also Research Director. Harold had asked a question about members of Congress living under the same plan that they have, and you were in the middle of answering that, so go ahead and finish if you would, Raj.
Right, yeah. I mean, my overarching point is that the reason why Obamacare and why Congress should have been obligated to abide by it is that it mandated so many things on the American people. One after another, you have to cover so many things that you may not want or pay for the coverage of so many things you may not want. Here, we're trying to repeal these coverage mandates that will bring down costs. And so I can't answer the question of whether or not members of Congress will be obligated to abide by it. I mean, the legislation is still going through the process. But we're not going to impose many things on the American people that we're expecting them to pay for that we don't want members of Congress to have to pay for.
How is the bowling going? The, you know, bring them over to the White House and sit them down and have a conversation and, you know, talk to these folks one-on-one about that. How's that working?
Well, it helps. Look, people want to have their voices heard. People want to be listened to. And healthcare is a tough issue. You know, it affects every American, and every single member of Congress is going to have phone calls and constituents concerned about what we're discussing, what we're talking about. But having members in, talking to them and hearing their concerns, it matters and it helps. And it's something that this president is committed to doing with members of Congress that the previous president really wasn't committed to doing. And that personal touch and the one-on-one attention that you can give, it matters.
Well, if we can be of service, we'd be happy to, you know, come on by the White House and you know, bowl and talk to some of these members that are not quite getting it yet. Let them know what we hear from our listeners day in and day out. So we're ready to serve if needed, Raj.
Anytime, Scott.
All right, good to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
From the White House today, Raj Shah, White House Deputy Director of Communications and Research Director. Does that help give you a little more information on kind of where it's at and understanding all the different moving parts? There are a lot of moving parts, and it is part congressional action, but part all those other things as well. So a lot to do, for sure. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. If you have a text comment you'd like to send to Todd or I, you can text Todd at 226-8503. And you can text me at 367-2054, 367-2054. What else are we doing on the program today? Oh, I mentioned we actually found somebody willing to try and defend what it is that the folks in Standing Rock were doing. We got an email from a listener not all that long ago. It said, I've got a friend that bleeds liberalism. Truly believes the Standing Rock protesters are in the right, can understand why the people of North Dakota would support, the effort to hold the protesters accountable, and believes the media. So, anyway, he says, if you'd want to have this person on, I heard you mention you were having trouble finding somebody that was of that opinion. So we said, sure. So that's coming up a little later on. Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor, will join us today on the program as well. And we're going to crunch some numbers with Brent. So look forward to that. One other story that caught my eye, well, there's a few, but one I'll share with you right now that I'm a little bit confused about. Have you heard the story about in the Grand Forks Herald, there is a man that has been calling 911 repeatedly. Evidently a refugee. And he is telling police when he calls a 911 that he supports ISIS. 50 times he's called now to say that he supports ISIS. He has been charged with harassment, booked into the Grand Forks County Correctional Center. This would have been Thursday, I guess, last week. After 911 dispatchers said they received 47 calls from him in less than a week. In early February, dispatcher said the suspect called 44 times to express his displeasure with President Donald Trump, according to court documents. Now, I raise that because, remember, we're led to believe that we have a really good vetting system when it comes to refugees coming here. Right? And that it's rigorous. It takes years. And, I mean, if they come here, they mean no harm to anybody, nothing else. So what happened here? Now, he's getting a misdemeanor for this because it's a harassment charge. So he gets the maximum sentence of the year in jail, $3,000 fine. He'll be making an initial appearance a little later on. Faces two other harassment charges in separate but similar cases. One of those 911 dispatchers said he called more than 10 times and yelled at them. In the other case, he allegedly told dispatchers he needed an ambulance, but later admitted he only wanted a taxi. A 911 record show he called 15 times, prompting emergency responders from all through the Grand Forks Fire Department and the Grand Forks Police Department to respond. I honestly am less concerned about this particular individual because he obviously has issues than I am with the idea that we're supposed to be satisfied with our vetting system, that it works great. I think there was more fake news is what that was. Anyway, good catch, Valley News Live and the Grand Forks Herald on that one, but I still want answers. Do you? Tennessee has taken to suing the federal government, first in the nation to do so, over refugee resettlement. They're doing it on the grounds, God bless them, the 10th Amendment. Somebody actually recognizes that it still exists. Isn't that nice? The lawsuit filed on behalf of several state lawmakers Monday in the Western District of Tennessee alleges the federal government has violated the 10th Amendment, which says the federal government possesses only the powers delegated to it by the U.S. Constitution, and that all other powers are reserved for the states. The charge that the federal government is not complying with the Refugee Act of 1980, based on the 10th Amendment, makes Tennessee's lawsuit first of its kind. Other states have sued the federal government over refugee resettlement, but on different legal grounds. This one says the 10th Amendment should win. The nation continues to debate refugee resettlement and immigrant rights as it awaits President Trump's travel ban. This is from the USA Today. USA Today. Yeah. Lawsuit asked the court to force the federal government to stop resettling refugees in Tennessee until all costs associated with the settlement are incurred by the federal government. What do you think of that idea? And what do you think, again, of Grand Forks giving us the latest example of a vetting system not working anyway? Am I worrying needlessly, or are these concerns to you? Please tell me, would you?
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Nurses, listen up. You became a nurse. Why? I know why. You have a heart for others. That's why. And you likely want to grow in your skills. Many nurses do. So you can excel in your profession as well. That's totally understandable. At the University of Mary, there is a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings as well. And the key to rising in your profession is what? An advanced degree. National nursing organizations now are calling for dramatic increases in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. They want you. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. No kidding. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere that run $8,000 and more higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. All right. Let me get to some of these texts. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about the debate yesterday on the casino legislation. You see anything in that that changed your mind at all? Under the new health care bill, Kevin McCarthy stated premiums would be reduced by 10%. My question is, 10% based on which figure? Current cost or another figure? All right. Good question for one of our health care experts. But we can ask Congressman Kramer for that tomorrow. He'll be here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Another texter, I am a conservative. Why not bring to the Congress the 2015 plan to Congress to vote on? Oh, that's right. They knew Obama wouldn't sign it. The plan is not good for us. Why not bring to the Congress the 2015 plan the Congress voted on? They knew Obama wouldn't sign. The plan's not good for us. All right. I guess that's another question for Congressman Kramer. How is the previous plan different? I know there's a lot of complicated just sort of congressional ease related to reconciliation. In other words, what's budget, what's spending in the healthcare legislation, and what's policy? And some require 60 votes, so they try and do as much of the, keep as much of the budget, the numbers the same, so they don't have to go to 60 votes for a change. But these are good questions. We'll ask Congressman Kramer. If you want cheaper health care, we need to get the government and insurance companies out of it. I hear you. Another text. I'm surprised that guy didn't call the National Guard 47 times. Yeah. The only way to fix health care is to outlaw insurance altogether. Under the current system, the insurance companies and lawyers are the only people benefiting. And an emailer, how do we as taxpayers ensure the recipient of the tax credit will pay for the health insurance premium and not spend it on something frivolous? Don't they need proof of health care? I think they do. Keep the questions coming. Any of these questions that come up, because we'll keep scheduling experts like we did earlier this hour, and also obviously Congressman Kramer is here once a week too. So we'll definitely do that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Locally at 258-0550. Welcome your calls. This is about it for open phone time, because we have what? We have, I guess, a little bit of time in the 10 o'clock hour. But Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us. Our real live liberal that supports the protesters at Standing Rock. I can hardly wait. And this may sound like I'm not being sincere here. Honestly, I am. I find it much more interesting to talk with someone that I disagree with than I agree with sometimes, if it can be a reasonable conversation, to sort of understand where they're coming from. And I think it helps sort of inform the debate, too. So I do like it when we get a chance to do it. So I'm looking forward to it, but welcome others as well. Let's go down to Tucson, Arizona, and Arthur, who's listening on What's On Your Mind. Arthur, tell me.
Hi. You know, I think one way we can tell if Kevin Kramer is really fighting for us is he pushing for tort reform with the health care bill? I haven't heard. I've been out of the loop.
Yeah, I think we've talked about tort reform before, and I'm trying to remember if that came up with Congressman Kramer last time or somebody different on Obamacare, because somebody specifically asked that question about the difference it would be. Who was it? I don't remember, but, you know, asking, you know, what percentage, for instance, that is in the total cost of health care. So, if the, you know, your costs keep going up.
I had heard it's 30%, and that is, you know, if that's just not being talked about, then we have a problem. I sure support Kevin, but he needs to get in there and fight to get rid of that. That's 30% of the cost of one-fifth of the nation's economy. So.
Yeah, no, it's a big number. I completely agree. I'll add it to the list for Kevin tomorrow. I think the challenge is take tort reform. On one hand, you're trying to repeal Obamacare, replace it with something. You know, the tax credits. Make sure you get rid of the taxes and the mandates and all that, right? So, you know, that's one moving part, if you will. And tort reform is like another moving part. It's another piece of legislation. In the end, and that's kind of what our guest from the White House was saying. Hey, we got executive orders on the way all the way through legislation. So, I can about guarantee you're going to hear from Congressman Kramer's support for tort reform. Question is, how is it being accomplished as you know, it pertains to repealing and replace? Don't know the answer to that, but we'll sure ask, and it's a good question. Okay, Arthur.
Right, because the attorneys are the ones that will fight for it. And I knew of a lady who was delivering babies at the Mayo Clinic, and I think it was almost a half. I think it was $200,000 or $300,000 a year for her insurance to fight tort reform. That was the problem.
Thank you, Arthur. Appreciate the call. Good thoughts, and we'll definitely ask Congressman Kramer about it. Do appreciate it, though. Jim in Bismarck, let's get you in here. What's next? You're on What's On Your Mind.
This is about the protest.
Yes, sir.
That protest was illegal to begin with. How can you say it's not? Confirm that it was a legit thing, you know?
Yeah, it was illegal from the very beginning. That's why somebody wants to lawfully protest. In other words, prayerfully, peacefully, find a piece of land that they have permission to be on, put up a sign, you know, go to, there was a protest at one point on the state capitol condoned, you know, they had permission. They had, I don't think they don't necessarily offer permits, but you know, there was the courtesy of, hey, we're going to be there between this time. Everything went fine. That's A-okay. That's great. But the ones you're talking about, the encampments, you're right, Jim. Absolutely.
There was no permit to begin with. So how can the, okay, this is a metaphor, but how is it possible?
It's not for it to be legal.
I mean, with the senators and congressmen and all this, they're pushing for it. But how can this be? Because this is totally, where's the EPA? EPA's nowhere, no?
And they should have been here overseeing the cleanup. That's what they should have been.
So I'm wondering what's going on,
Well, when you say what's going on, as far as where we find ourselves right now?
Yeah, all the illegalities and even on the show, I listen to this every day. You say, okay, they never caused any damage to any of those protesters or protesters or whatever down there, but there's video footage that shows that, they're harming, like, people and they're spraying them with water and stuff.
Who's harming who?
I think they're security or something. The DAPL or whatever. They're spraying them with water, and they were firing bullets at them.
First of all, when you say firing bullets, we've gone through all of the things that they've used.
Rubber bullets, yeah.
Right. I mean, no one was harmed. There were tactics that were deployed to disperse a crowd.
Jim, I'm almost shot up by a grenade.
No, that wasn't a grenade that shot that injured that woman with her arm.
A grenade, I believe. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. You know what it was?
It was a
propane canister designed to put there by the protesters, and there's video of that.
A grenade would have done a lot more damage.
Yeah. No, that wasn't.
Yeah, it blew your arm off from it, you know.
Well, again, that was unfortunately engaging in illegal behavior on a bridge with some bad actors nearby that caused the damage.
Would have been more than one person injured with a grenade. Would have been a lot more than just an arm.
Jim, let's go back to where this conversation started. Your comment was these protests were illegal, and you and I agreed that they were illegal. If the woman you're referring to, that you're concerned about her arm, if she chooses to heed what law enforcement said, and that is you can't be here, you can't be on this bridge, you can't be on that property, you're here illegally, leave. She leaves, she doesn't get hurt. Okay? She isn't there for when the explosion happens again from more people trying to do damage to the bridge. But, again, all of those protesters, you mentioned the water. The water's not necessary, number one, if they don't start a fire. And number two, if they answer the calls to leave. They were there illegally. I mean, does it upset you that they were there illegally, breaking the law?
No. Basically, it's like... You can't just shoot a passerby just because they're going across your lawn, because I have that all the time. I mean?
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question. They were there illegally. They were asked to leave. All of that could have been avoided. A little different situation than someone meandering through a lawn. I think you'd agree there. More of this later, next hour, though, by the way. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Some people were of the opinion that last caller might have been under the influence of something, Todd. Did you get that? I'm not qualified to.
I've gotten four texts asking about that.
I got quite a few, too. I'm ill-equipped.
I can neither confirm nor deny. I'll take that stance.
Don't know.
It should be.
Troy from CNC Farm is going to join us in just a minute. Earl in Pearl, Minnesota. Checking in. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind? Earl, are you there? I don't hear Earl.
I don't either.
Yeah. Earl, are you there? I'm giving up on
Corpy's him. Listening and no.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Exactly right. How about Marlon? Where are you, Marlon?
I'm there.
Where are you calling from?
We live south of New Leipzig on a ranch.
Beautiful. What's on your mind today?
Well, I had some comments. I was glad to hear that. Thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Sure.
This guy from that was on talking about the replacement for Obamacare. And I guess my comments have to do with the CBO. You know, we have experience with the CBO about every time they rewrite the Farm Bill. And
how do they do?
They actually, their numbers are worse than long-range weather forecasts.
That's not a good endorsement of the CBO.
No.
We found somebody else to take bowling with us at the White House, Todd. We need to straighten them out there. But what the heck, who to rely on here? Gosh almighty.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess just looking at the CBO, I don't know a lot about them, but I'm of the opinion, and I guess we'll get your take on it as well. The CBO is basically a bureaucratic agency. And that is to say, in today's environment, that's kind of like a status quo hack. Other people have said this, that the CBO should be abolished in favor of private sector analysis in order to be truly non-political or apolitical opinions on stuff and projections.
That's all very good points, Marlon. I've got to run, but I want to continue this conversation. I'm going to give Congressman Kramer a chance to address it tomorrow, so please tune in then, and we'll have more of the conversation. But really enjoy. Troy Coons is waiting from CNC Farms. We're going to talk a little bit about canola today on the program. Troy, how are you?
Hey, good. How about you, Scott?
Doing well. So folks that are making planning decisions right now, tell me why canola is the way to go this year. Is that gaining some favor among growers?
Yeah. Some of the oil crops like your soybeans and canolas is gaining some favor. And we've brought in three new varieties, our company, from Canada here. We've got what's called a CS2000, a CS2001, and a CS2002, a 2200. And one of them is a real durable one that you can straight cut with the anti-shatter and good standability. One of them, and that's a Roundup Ready variety. Then we have a Clearfield variety. And then we also have another one that has a real good club root resistant package in those areas where they've been raising canola a long time and really struggle to raise it. This is top notch for that. And so, you know, we've got one for kind of every region and most every one of the problems. And so a lot of guys are looking at, you know, this crop insurance time here now to kind of get that done. And I just did mine yesterday. And when you look at where the soybeans come in or where some of the canola is, it's one of those things I think a lot of guys are looking at. And that are some of the calls we're getting. So I wanted guys to kind of think about that we've got some new varieties here, like at the Carrington, mine at the Williston Station out of 40-some different varieties that they do research on and do the yield testing. These rank 1, 3, and 5, so right at the top of the scale.
You can give Troy a call, by the way, at 701-482-7865 to have these kind of conversations about canola or any other issues related to top quality seed. They have a wide variety, forage, barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online too at ccseedfarm.com, ccseedfarm.com. You're registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Canola, the word of the day. Anything else you want to tell us on canola?
No, just that, you know, the guys looking at their crop insurance, you know, kind of hard times out there, and guys are trying to look for protections, and their bankers are. And, you know, with the soybeans and the canolas here, things the guys have been calling me about. So that's why I wanted to visit about that a little today. And thanks, Scott.
Sounds good. Good to chat with you as always. Troy Coons from CNC Farms with us today on the program. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford still to come on the program. Do you have time to squeeze in one call? If you're quick for me, Marlon, give me your best 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Marlon. I had called yesterday and got cut off. And the deal was, what I was talking about was the fake news. and the misunderstanding of what most people have, and I'm not too sure what you think about it.
Well, I mean, I think fake news means a lot of things to a lot of people, and I think it's the fact that the term even exists is an indictment on journalism in this country. It's in bad shape. Marlon, if you want to talk more about it, we can do that next hour, but appreciate you calling. Hang tight.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's Big Agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services cannot be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.